Today is Tuesday, September the 8th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Star Trek Day. It's also World Ampersand Day, National Another Look Unlimited Day. I think that's a commercial. Because it looks like it's some HomeGood brand or some store or something. I don't know. It's also, last but not least, it's National Ants on a Log Day. And I'll tell you, my mom, to my knowledge, never served me ants on a log. I know that's a common snack for kids. Celery, peanut butter, and raisins. But my mom didn't, to my knowledge, maybe she did, but I certainly don't remember it. I need to ask her, because I'm not a big huge fan of raisins. And I don't know if my mom really likes raisins, because I don't recall her keeping raisins around very often. And you know, when I was growing up, we probably had unhealthy snacks like chips and cookies and things of that nature. So maybe she didn't, and I'm not saying my mom didn't do a good job or didn't raise me to eat fruits and vegetables and all that kind of stuff, because I love vegetables. I am a vegetable boy. I like all the vegetables. Not all of them. I don't like beets. But pretty much I will eat beets, but I won't enjoy it while I'm eating them. Because I don't like the way they taste. They are just too earthy for me. But pretty much everything else, I'm okay with a radish because they're peppery. I'm okay with a rutabaga or something like that, a turnip. Turnips are a little earthy, but they're better than beets, so I'd much rather have a turnip than a beet. But all of your more standard vegetables, potatoes, carrots, corn, asparagus, I think, you know, peppers, onions, avocado, cilantro, parsley, basil, all those things, sweet potatoes, I don't know if I said potatoes, garlic, all the produce, I'm good with. Don't love a beet, but I will eat it if I'm right. Fruit, I will eat fruit. There's not a fruit that I would turn my nose up and not eat. Whereas up until recently, fish, I would turn my nose up and not eat. Now, if I'm served it, I'm going to eat it, especially in like a chef's table or something like that. I'm going to eat it. But regardless, I don't recall what snacks my mom gave me, is bottom line. So what have we been doing? I'm recording kind of late on a Tuesday. I'm recording at 6 in the evening. So Tony didn't get his episode for work today, I'm assuming, because he's probably already home from work. But I was relaxing. So what did we do? We didn't really do anything. Like I told you guys, we travel. We do our big trips usually in July, and then we might do one in August because my birthday's in August. We might do one in September because that's Mark's birthday, but it's the end of September. And we might do November, December because Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, one of those, let's say. We have traveled at Thanksgiving, for instance, in the past. But I don't know why, other than Mark likes to do it because he has limited PTO. And who knows, when I go back into the workforce, I may have limited PTO as well. But at my prior job, I had unlimited PTO. And so I didn't really have a problem. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. But he has always had a set number of PTO, a small for us, because we like to travel. And he needs to also go back and see his family once a year is what we're trying to do. And so, because his parents are older and, you know, it's just good for him to see his family once a year. And so anyway, we try to go at those times, and Memorial Day and Labor Day just are not those times. Like when, like Labor Day is the beginning of September, end of August. Well, my birthday's not there. His birthday's not there. So it's really not, you know, a day that we have to travel. Again, Memorial Day, whenever it is, May, there's nothing in May for us. We don't have any birthdays or anniversaries or anything like that. So we don't. So I did do a thing while we were sitting around and doing nothing on the weekend. So we basically, bottom line is, we sat around and we did nothing over the weekend. I'll talk about kind of what we did and what we ate and stuff like that, but we didn't really do much of anything. So on Saturday, we just sat around, and I don't even remember what we watched on Saturday, to be honest. I'm sure we watched something on TV. It was probably just random YouTube stuff. I was, again, working on my projects, as I do, working on my the Pride 48 stuff. I've gone back to what I'm currently calling QCast. I've gone back to that because my goal is, and I'll talk about this more, but my goal is to release this for other podcasters to use. Now, I don't know if I'm going to charge for it or not. I may slowly start to roll out some sort of fee. You know, I'll have a friends and family discount, of course, for but I may roll out some fee if it's some stranger podcaster that I've never. But anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit more in tomorrow's episode, because I am going to go ahead and pre-record that. But what did we do? So I worked on that. I worked on Pride 48 some still, because now the Pride 48 website will now cast. So it has Chromecast capability built into the player. So if you want to cast to your TV, for instance, and it's got a nice pretty page that's got the album art for whatever's playing. It's got a nice Pride 48 logo with a drop shadow behind it. It's got some text, Pride 48 Radio, and it's got the name of the episode, the name of the podcast, all that good stuff. So it's nice. So worked on that, but I'm getting to the point where there's, you know, there's not a whole lot of new features, and it's getting use, but by a small number of people, and it's more just a passion project, we'll say. It's more just a passion project. And I like it. I have gotten some compliments from Kathy Bacon and Gary. Both said that the website was looking nice, and so I appreciate that. I have been working on it. And, you know, so I've added several features. So the casting was one. You can also see, I don't know what I told you guys about last, but you can also see what's up next. And you can also see what the recently played list. So if you want to see what was played and when, you can look as well. And then I'm in the process of archiving shows. And one thing I do want to do is, if I have an archive for a show, I want to put that, up in the list further, because If I have an archive, I want to present that to people to let them know that, hey, there's an archive. You can listen to old episodes of this, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm looking to see if any of them have finished. There's the Adam and Maddie show. I don't know if any of you have heard of that show, but the Adam and Maddie show has recently appeared back in the feeds. Not in the feeds. It's not coming back. Let's get that right now. It's not coming back, but it, I did add it to pride48.com because I had all of the old back episodes. And so I added it. I'm just looking to see if it even got added, because it did get added. So, and I created a new album art for it because AI, why not? You know, so yeah, so there are episodes. There's 100. Oh gosh. Maybe don't go look. is all I'm saying. Oh my goodness. Maybe I need to, how outrageous were my titles? Jeez. So I've started archiving stuff. And you can go over and you can look. And then there's a feed. For any show that has an archive, there's a feed. And you can, yeah, you can look at that. So there you go. All right. So a few. Who invited her? There's Ding the Bell, I think. So there you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.